Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino and his co-host Monet Kelso. We're so honored to have you joining us tonight, and we have more exciting news and some live testimonials. What we're doing is we're introducing to you what's known as scalar energy. Scalar energy is like the primordial, if not the primordial energy of the universe. And Tom has done 25 years, a quarter of a century of research on how to reproduce this energy for the benefit of humanity. Tom, you had mentioned to me some time ago about how this is the energy of the stars, and you were talking about how stars enfold in on themselves, and that in itself is a lesson in scalar energy. Could we touch on that briefly before we bring our guests on?
Sure. Thank you, Monet. Scalar energy, what is that, people? Well, there's two energies in the universe. We have electricity and magnetism, electromagnetic energy, and then this other energy, the second energy, is scalar energy. All scalar energy originates from the stars in our universe. So this sublime, this perfect energy is being broadcast by every star in the universe. It's a perfect energy in the sense that it never degrades. It never, in no way, will diminish. It does not experience entropy. And this perfect energy, I believe, is in reality a manifestation directly from God. Scalar energy is, in essence, the breath of God, if you will. The Creator has, in His infinite wisdom, created this sublime, this quintessential energy, and the stars are the points of origin for this energy. It will do us a world of good if we eventually incorporate this energy in our everyday lives. That, in a nutshell, is scalar energy.
Well, you know, it sounds like that this is the force of energy that is an organizing field, and it's helping to maintain order. We know that the stars and all the planets are all held in perfect order, almost suspended on nothing. And it's not just about gravity, as you just explained, and it's not just about magnetism. There is this other energy that is an all-intelligent energy. It knows it when it affects biologies, it modulates it. If the system needs an up-regulation, it can up-regulate it. If it needs down-regulation, it can down-regulate it. And some have even postulated, Tom, that when entropy entered our creation was when we first began to separate in the garden, when we made a decision to seek knowledge that was separated from our Creator. So that would mean that if scalar energy does not hold entropy in it, that it possibly has the power to bring us closer to God. Is that the experience of some of your clients, Tom?
I would say so. Many people feel a reconnection, if you will, to the divine. And I agree with your statement that when we were in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were in a state of perfect bliss, perfect happiness, they were in a state of scalar energy bliss, if you will. That energy from the stars served to, in many ways, enhance their being, enhance their lifestyle. Well, with the fall of Adam and Eve, we lost scalar energy. Scalar energy at one time was our gift from God, but we've lost it. Well, what I'm trying to do is recapture it. I'm trying to once again introduce to mankind that perfect energy that will once again connect us to God.
And all of the blessings and love and healing and health that come from God. And this is such a beautiful thing that you're doing this really as service to mankind. And it doesn't matter where anyone is in the world, they can receive this energy right in the comfort of their own home, and we're going to talk about that more in just a moment. But first, I want to see if we have our first guest with us. Do we have Carrie with us?
I am here.
Wonderful. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us tonight and to share your story and your experience with Scalar Energy. It sounds kind of weird. What did you think the first time you heard about it?
Well, actually, I heard about it a little differently. I heard about Tom because I put something together for somebody else, and I actually contacted Tom, you know, because I was fascinated by his work. And shortly thereafter, maybe a week later, I was put on the treatments, and I've been on the treatments for about I started on September 4th, so that's about two and a half months. And, you know, I actually am very, very much into, you know, my divine connection, and, you know, I consider myself pretty aware. And I really didn't have negative thoughts about it. I was interested in it, and I saw photographic evidence of it, and I was interested in trying it out for myself. And some of the results that I have experienced from being on it, and I'll sort of give you a timeline. So the first month that I was on it, I'm not sure that I necessarily noticed very much. However, I do believe that I noticed that my feet were feeling slightly softer, because my feet tend to get cracked because I walk around barefoot a lot. And but my feet were feeling a little bit more supple and softer. My skin in general is pretty soft, so I'm not sure that I necessarily noticed anything there. And then after the first month, I know that during the first, I have a gluten intolerance. I have celiac. And during the first month, I was sort of testing myself to see if I would get a gluten reaction. And during the first month, I did. But then after the first month was up, I was testing again, you know, probably more so, and I ate more glutinous junk during probably the beginning of the second month than I've eaten in a year, and I could not induce a gluten response. And when I get a gluten response, it's the kind of thing where I previously, there could be some, like, modified food starch in some sauce that was, you know, very lightly, you know, drizzled like a salad dressing or something, and I would get a burning hot rash. And then after being on the Scalar treatment for a little over a month, I could eat cookies, I could eat cake, I could eat pizza, I could eat anything, and I could not induce a rash. So that was really huge for me, very huge for me.
Now, you probably needed to make up for some lost time, all those months of craving and stuff. But are you still going to keep eating gluten?
I'm trying to actually stay away from it again, because it's not good for you, you know. But I'm not stressed out about it. Although I know that previously, if I had a beer, which I'm not really a beer drinker, you know, I'll have a glass of wine now and then, but I know when I had beer, it would just be an instant hot, burning, oozing rash. And I haven't yet tried beer. I'm kind of afraid. But I do want to try it. So, you know, I will let Tom know when I finally do take that leap. But it's amazing, because I can't even induce a rash. It's really phenomenal.
And that's remarkable, because really a lot of the reasons that people are having gluten sensitivity right now is because we're dealing with GMO wheat. It's a genetically modified organism, and a lot of the wheat harvests have been exposed to an Aspergillus mold. So many people are responding to an Aspergillus mold and the GMO wheat. But look what this Scalar Energy is able to do.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I mean, like, I have two kids too, and one of them is, you know, she's been tested for celiac, and I asked her how she's been doing, and she said that she hasn't had a reaction. She's only been on it for a couple weeks, but she hasn't had a reaction in a few weeks. So, you know, I'm very positive and very excited about the potential there.
Well, for children, it is so hard to stay on a diet like that. But, Carrie, hey, would you like to come back with us after the break and tell us and talk to us some more about your experience?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, hold right on with us, ladies and gentlemen. We will be right back with the Divine Energy Radio Show. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. And right now we're talking with research scientist Tom Palladino, an inventor who has invented a scalar technology that is able to administer scalar divine energy anywhere in the world to anyone that is interested in trying it. And he is getting amazing testimonies every month. And we have right now with us Carrie, who's telling us about her experience with celiac disease, and even your daughter, with only 2 weeks receiving these scalar treatments, is having a remission of symptoms.
Well, I'm not. She's very, 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 very careful about everything that she eats. So I just know that she has not been glutened, as she would call it, in the last 3 weeks. I don't know if she's come in contact with anything that has had gluten, because she's much better than I could ever be. But I know that she has not had a reaction, and I know that I am not as careful as she is, and I have really severe reactions, and I have not had any reactions in the last month. So,
now, what other benefits have you noticed? Because a lot of these testimonies, people talk about having a sense of well-being, sleeping better, having more energy. Have you noticed any of those things?
I have. I know that I have been sleeping a lot better. I'm generally pretty happy, so I don't know if my sense of well-being is from the scalar treatments or if it's just because I'm generally really pretty happy. I do have that sense of well-being, but my sleep has been really very, very restful. And let me see, is there anything else that I can think of that I've noticed? What's that?
Do you sleep the same amount of time, or maybe do you require less sleep?
I didn't sleep restfully before. Mm-hmm. So I would say I'm probably sleeping a little bit more, because I can actually really, really sleep now. But I'm not requiring, I wouldn't say I'm requiring more sleep. I'm just enjoying it now a lot more,
And that is so vital for health, because the body uses the sleep cycle to restore function and to reset the organs. And so, of course, that's going to affect health in general in a powerful, powerful way. Well, Carrie, we're so thankful that you came on to tell us your story. People that have celiac disease, listen up. You might be able to, you know, every now and again cheat and not have a repercussion. And that's one of the things that's so hard about having a condition like that, is you go to family gatherings, especially around the holidays, and you're just sitting there being tortured, and you can't enjoy the food with everybody else. Everyone looks at you like you're a weirdo because you can't eat normal foods. And so this is really a life changer. It's a game changer. And Carrie, we're so grateful that you came on to tell us your story. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay, and come back and give us an update.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're very welcome,
Tom.
Good night.
So, Tom, what would you say, you know, something like this, that we're dealing with something that's obviously toxic. Wheat right now can be very, very toxic if it's GMO and if it's infested with mold and sprayed with pesticides. And yet the scalar energy is able to compensate for that. Can you explain that mechanism for the people just a little bit?
Yeah. Scalar energy is of nature. Both Monet and I are against GMO, genetically modified organisms. And as you know, people, so much of our food supply today is GMO generated. of GMO or origination. Now, the point being is that we're working against nature with GMO food. And I've discovered from my studies, as well as it's well documented now, that many GMO foods are producing allergies, are producing reactions to the body. As Monet referenced, there are fungi that are now finding that they can thrive on certain types of foods that have this GMO quality. The point being is nature is out of balance. So what do we do in response? Well, scalar energy, again, is an energy of the stars. It is a natural energy, obviously. Scalar energy allows us to balance the body. We've discovered techniques with scalar energy whereby we can break apart fungi. We can break apart germs that are causing distress in our body, that are causing infection. Scalar energy can balance our meridians. Scalar energy can balance our seven chakras. Well, that, too, abets human health. So what we have done, sadly, to our planet by way of GMOs, in many ways, scalar energy is the antidote for that. Scalar energy is the answer. Why? Because we go back to nature. Scalar energy is a primal force in nature. We're going back to the source of light. We're going back to the creator with scalar energy. So in many ways, again, scalar energy is the answer to the pollution in the world. Scalar energy is the answer to the pathogens that are ravaging our bodies. Scalar energy is the solution to a world that brings disharmony. Scalar energy will bring about a sense of harmony, a sense of balance in our lives. All of this points to the life force energy. All of this calls to mind that scalar energy is that corrective energy. It's a perfect energy of the stars. It will indeed correct so many problems that we have today. It reprograms the body. I think Monet and I would really like to underscore that. Scalar energy is intelligent energy that will reprogram our mind, will reprogram our physical body. That's so exciting, people. That's the great promise that we see with scalar energy.
And when we're talking about reprogramming, we're talking about bringing back into its original design, its original high state of function. And with that, we're going to bring on Jeanette, who has come to tell us her story. Are you with us, Jeanette?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me. I met Tom about a year ago over the phone. Initially, a girlfriend told me, she came running into my office, and she said, oh, my God, I heard about this guy who can get rid of cold sores. And so about a week later, I heard Tom on another talk show. And I knew I had to connect with him and I had to speak with him. And I want all of your audience to know that this man truly, he's living his dharma. He is so gracious and so humble. And all he wants to do is help humanity. He's a tremendous human being. So one of my experiences was that, in fact, it was a few months ago. I believe it was a very spiritual experience. And I woke up in the middle of the night, and I saw this enormous ball of white light. It was so brilliant that I had to close my eyes, but the most interesting part about it is that once my eyes were closed, I could actually see the ball of white light. Nothing changed. And so I realized I was seeing this through my third eye. And on the bottom of this ball of white light were golden spikes. I think I could maybe equate them to sun flares. And that kept going on. And then on the sides, there were equations and numbers and shapes and forms. And they were all golden in color. And they were coming in on both sides of this beautiful ball of white light, and then at one point there was an emerald green morphing, like a cloud-like substance that seemed to integrate with this beautiful white light. And then at the bottom where those spikes were, something happened at one point, and they changed into these rows of pink and blue. They look like elongated tiles. And the most beautiful, calm feeling, just beautiful, peaceful feeling just came over me. And I actually emailed Tom the next morning, and I said, you know, I think I saw the divine. I think I saw scalar energy. And so, Tom, you can share what, you know, your response was, but it was quite spectacular.
Yes, and, wow. and thank you for sharing that. What is this all about, people? What are we experiencing? Well, a scalar energy administration, a scalar energy treatment is really the fingerprint of God. It's our belief that scalar energy is a direct manifestation from God. So that when I'm working with people with scalar energy, I am actually working with that energy that is directly controlled and directly broadcast from the Godhead, from the Creator. So once we're involved in this type of force field, once we're receiving these scalar energy treatments, it really is God's healing touch. I'm firmly convinced of that. Scalar light is produced by God.
We're going to have to take a quick break. Would you please stay with us, Jeanette, and talk with us some more?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with the Divine Energy Radio Show. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. I'm so sorry to have to have interrupted you, Tom. Please continue with your thought. We
sure.
were talking about how Jeanette had been able to actually see. She felt that she had an experience where she could see the divine energy of your scalar technology. Please continue.
Sure. What Jeanette has experienced was the divine. She's very much connected to God. She's a very spiritual person. When we first started working together, when she started experiencing these scalar energy treatments, she knew right away that she was experiencing something mm-hmm. above this world. She was experiencing mm-hmm. the divine touch, the actual, if you will, paintbrush of God. The fingerprint of God was upon her. Scalar energy is a direct energy, a direct manifestation from God. Those who are open to this realize that, and they can assimilate this. And they understand that this is a corrective energy, a perfect energy from God that will serve to improve their health, that will serve to improve their mental outlook. And that's indeed what she was experiencing. She recognized that immediately because she is of that spiritual tenor, if you will.
That is so beautiful. So Jeanette, also tell us about what other things you noticed in your body.
Well, initially, when there has been several times, now not every time, but several times that I have known. Now, Tom lives on the East Coast. I live on the West Coast. So I don't know when he's performing scalar. But there were times when I actually knew it because I could feel it in my body. I could feel the swirling energy. It was just a different energy. I have not had a herpes breakout. I did have one, and Tom actually described that as he's often done as the death expression. You have whatever illness or whatever experience you have, you seem to have one more of it, and as it's dying off. I that's not the right term. It's dying off. I know that's not the right term, but from you know, from my standpoint. That's what was happening.
Sure, it's like making its last gasp, as it
yeah, was. Exactly. Yes, and so I think the term dying off is not appropriate because then you go through different. The body has different steps that it goes through, and scalar does not actually do that. It just breaks it apart. And so for me, you know, I've been on a spiritual journey all my life. I'm a Reiki master and a reconnective healer, and I spent 2 years with John of God last year. So as Tom is saying, those of us that are open, we will recognize when this is actually taking place and when it's in our body. And I just feel so much healthier in general. That's pretty much, you know, my experience. And my healing has been quite bumped up. My healing gifts definitely have shifted.
Wow. Well, you know, when we're being exposed to all these degrading energies around us, very chaotic energies of microwaves, cell towers, even just the electrical systems in our homes and our appliances, all of these are chaotic energy forms that degrade the human biology. So what the wonderful thing these scalar treatments do is it compensates for all of these other things that we're being exposed to. So that's why even if someone doesn't have a health problem, they're going to get a huge benefit of coherence or order, the intelligence and the order of the scalar energy that's going to reduce the effect of all of this other chaos that we're being exposed to. And it's not like we can avoid GMOs right now completely. We can sure try, and we absolutely should. And we should try to avoid cell phone towers and use cell protectors. But ultimately, we're still getting exposed. And that's why this energy is such a great answer, because you don't know when it's going on, but when it is going on, it's bringing your biology back into order. And so it's beautiful when someone can actually see it and feel it. But I know that Tom has had a lot of people that haven't really felt the energy itself. They've just seen the effects. But what we have here is we have something that is not ever supposed to go away. Cold sores, right, Jeanette?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your work with us and for sharing your story with us and for taking time out of your evening to share the beauty of what scalar energy has done for you. I hope you'll come back and visit us again, Jeanette.
Well, thank you. And it's been my honor to speak about this man who is really quite he's brilliant. He's a scientist, but he is so humble, and he's just an honoring individual, and I feel very blessed to know him.
Thank you for your
Likewise.
Kind words. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Thank you.
We'll talk with you soon. Tom, I'll tell you, you've got quite a list of fans, and that's another thing that I find very inspiring about what you're doing. Is I'm reading through these testimonies on your website, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to read some of these testimonies for yourself, you've heard it now from Carrie and Jeanette tonight and our other programs. We're having live testimonials every program so that you can hear for yourself and see for yourself what this technology is capable of doing, what it is doing in people's lives today, right now, and what it has been doing. There's literally thousands of testimonies, and you can go and read them for yourself at www.selfhealgo. That's self, S as in summer, E, L, F as in future, heal as in H-E-A-L, go.com, selfhealgo.com, and you can see for yourself what people are saying and how grateful they are for this amazing, unseen, divine energy that is changing lives every day. I have a testimony here about the technology. It says, "Dear Tom, I had a wart on my middle finger for 2 years. I used every over-the-counter wart-freezing product, but no luck. I went to the doctor and had it professionally frozen to see if it would fall off, but that didn't work either. The doctor said if it didn't work that I would need chemotherapy treatment on that finger, but I never went back. I changed my diet to raise my immune system, and that helped a little. But when I started the scalar treatments, the plantar's wart was gone and the fingernail returned to normal and I have no pain. Previously, the plantar's wart was so deep it had created nerve pain that was keeping them up all night. Bless you, Tom. Thank you for all you do." So these may seem like little issues, but I know if you have a plantar's wart on your foot, You can't even walk. Here's another testimony. Dear Tom, I cannot find the words to tell you just how grateful I am for all your work. The psoriasis I had is clearing up more and more every day. Both my ears and my head no longer bleed. I show my friends and they are in shock. My dry eyes were gone the next morning. That was shocking. I was told I had a bad heart murmur a couple of years ago, but went to a different doctor just this July, and I was told that I have a mild heart murmur. Every day, I am getting better and better. I am able to run off and on without running out of breath. The keratosis pilaris is clearing up as well. The food cravings are not as strong as before. I am so grateful and happy. Peace, love, light, and joy to you and yours. God bless to you, Tom. And this is the response also that I've noticed, Tom, that not only are people having amazing reversals in their physical conditions, but they have so much gratitude that there's hope, to get well. We have about 45 more seconds, Tom. Can you make a comment about that?
Well, all of these testimonials, once again, point to this healing power of scalar energy. And I have to give my credit to God, obviously. It's not my energy. It's God's divine energy. It's corrective energy. And all of this is effectuated, why? By this unique property of scalar energy, once again, to harmonize, to correct, to balance the body. This is indeed that essence. Scalar energy, again, is a direct manifestation from God, and as such, it can repair the body, it can correct the body. You can't do that with electricity and magnetism. This is only had, it's only realized by scalar energy.
Absolutely. I mean, magnetism has been known. I mean, you can use magnets to reduce pain, but does it go to the cause of the pain? And that's the amazing thing about the original organizing energy of the universe. It is all intelligent, it is divine, and it can do above and beyond anything that we've ever really experienced in this realm. Here are some testimonies about male hormone therapy. You have a specific hormone therapy that you do. Is that correct, Tom?
That's correct. With scalar energy people, we can assemble hormones. Both male and female hormones in the body can be assembled. Many people need this hormonal support later in life as we realize there's a deficiency in hormones. And for many people, the ability to once again have this hormonal presence, this hormonal balance, is really, for so many, the missing component to their health. So go ahead.
Well, the endocrine system is sort of guiding all of the processes in the body, and the problem is with all of the bisphenol A and the phthalates and the plastics, which are actually estrogen mimickers, that the women are having the high incidences of breast cancer and female cancers, and the men are having low testosterone, which has a very pervasive effect for the entire male psyche. And so with these scalar energy treatments, people are having their hormones balanced. Here's one testimony. It says, "Hello, Tom. Well, I did go off of my thyroid supplement, and so far I seem to be good. I feel hormonally supported. I went to my naturopath, and she always checks for hormone stuff. She said I didn't need anything. That was after only 30 days of your female hormone therapy. Here's a gentleman that was on the male hormone therapy for 30 days. I have been feeling more energetic, and I have felt sexual energy for the first time in a very long time. You know, actually, gentlemen, maybe the problem is you don't need Viagra. Maybe you just need some of your own testosterone back again. And with these hormone therapies, you can actually have your manhood restored the way it's supposed to be, organically, by the energy that designed your body in the first place. Here's another male hormone therapy testimony, only 30 days. My energy level is better. The dizziness is better, too. I used to feel short-tempered, but this treatment is making me feel good, and I want to continue. Here's another one, 30-day male hormone therapy. I've noticed that I have a little more feeling of increased muscle strength and stamina in the past week. I also noticed in the first 2 weeks an increased need for sleep, but now that's back to normal. It would be interesting to know how significantly and quickly other people are experiencing these benefits as well. Here's another day, a 30-day male hormone therapy. I originally felt some tightness around my head and my eyes, almost a headache, but not quite. But this is becoming more and more infrequent. I've not been lifting weights for about a week and a half, so that as a reference point, I'll notice if it's missing. I'm going to resume again and see how well I'm doing. I'm sleeping well. So, you know, the effect of low testosterone is going to be pervasive throughout the entire male biology. So balancing that out and combating those estrogen mimickers that are blocking the receptor sites is going to be so crucial for receiving your male vitality back again, for being strong and having muscle growth. This can completely transform anybody's workout schedule. And for women, too, we're not going to promise that it's going to reduce cancers. We can't make those claims. But we do know that these estrogen mimickers are increasing female cancers. So anything that you can do with scalar energy to help balance your hormones is only going to have a positive effect. And is there anything you want to add to that? Are there any other hormone therapies?
I'll provide my male hormone therapy testimonial. I am 54 years old, people. I treat myself for male hormones on a daily basis. I am stronger because of it. The fact that I've recently improved, actually, the efficacy of this treatment, I feel stronger. I know my workouts in the gym are a sign of that. I have a greater sense not only of strength, vitality, but my recovery from any type of workout or any type of physical activity seems to be accelerated. At age 54, I'm sure I had some type of deficiency in hormones. Well, the fact that I feel, again, so much stronger, I can actually feel that the hormones are serving to increase my muscle mass. I know that the male hormone therapy is indeed of some type of an anabolic character. I feel stronger. I have a greater sense of muscle mass. Now, it works. I've had so many people report this. I am self-reporting, obviously, right now. Why can I make such a statement? Why do we have such bold testimonials? Once again, scalar energy is a primal force in nature. It allows us to control matter. With the scalar energy technique that I've developed, I can actually assemble both male and female hormones in the body for men and women, respectively. Well, when we do that, again, the hormone therapy for so many people proves to be the missing link or the missing component to their health. Many people have a deficiency in hormones. Well, once we administer this energy by way of scalar energy, many people overcome so many problems that they were, up until that point, unable to address in a significant fashion. So my point is simple. The ability for scalar energy to assemble hormones inside the human body indeed improves our health, not only our physical health, but also our mental health. Many people were perhaps irritable or in some way could not concentrate because they had a hormonal deficiency. I've heard from so many people that not only does the hormone therapy serve to embolden, enhance their physical health, but it also helps them to concentrate. And it also seems to produce a state of happiness, of bliss, whereby some people without the hormonal support are irritable, are easily disappointed, or easily will lose their temper. It's phenomenal, the results that we're getting.
Here's another one. It says, "Hi, Tom. I've spent this past month receiving your scalar energy treatments. After a few days, I felt energized and I looked alive. I can truly say I've never looked better. Tonight, I was told that I looked fabulous. My hair is thicker. I have hardly any dark circles under my eyes. My skin is clear and I just feel a sense of ease in my body. That is an amazing thing. And then here we have another amazing, here's a short and sweet one, but it says volumes. Hi, Tom and staff. I tested negative on my herpes virus after scalar treatment. I was positive in March. This is mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful? I love to hear that. I love to hear people who are confident that the scalar treatments have somehow eradicated, in this case, the herpes virus, have eradicated pathogens from their body. And for the first time in years for so many of these people, they are pathogen-free, if you will. They're over that infection. It's music to my ears.
Well, you know, this is documentation. And we have other tests. I have here a negative test for hepatitis C. I have so many pages of negative herpes tests. And these were things that we were told, and I know there's photographs on Tom's website, www.selfhealgo.com, where you can see the progression of psoriasis with your own eyes. And so we are bringing you live testimonials. We're reading you testimonials. We're explaining this energy to you, but ultimately, you need to try it for yourself to really find out what it's going to do for you. We will be right back after this break to wrap up the amazing story of the divine energy with research scientist Tom Palladino. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're so glad you've joined us tonight. This night could change your life forever, or someone that you know that has been dealing with lingering health problems, who's on piles of pills that seem to only be making them sicker. How many people has Tom known that have had that story, and now they have a new story? They have a better story. Literally, Tom is treating anywhere from 6,000 to 10,000 people every day. Those are 6,000 to 10,000 people that are writing in with rave reviews, so grateful that what they thought was hopeless has now completely turned around. And this might be your story, too. If you go to www.selfhealgo, S as in summer, ELF, Heal, HEALGO.com, selfhealgo.com, and you can try these scalar energy sessions for yourself. There are no side effects, and there are no downsides. Right, Tom?
No, exactly. Why? Because we're working with light, pure light. There's no degradation here, people. There is no chemical reaction. What do I mean by that? Well, light is not a chemical. We don't have to worry about die-off. Well, what do I mean? Well, when you're working with pharmaceutical products, there's die-off. There's some type of chemical reaction that a pathogen will experience. To the contrary, there's no die-off. This is a light reaction. It's not a chemical reaction. Well, what do we do with the germ? What happens to the pathogen? Well, we simply break down its molecular structure. It no longer is a pathogen. The pathogen becomes elements such as carbon and nitrogen and magnesium and phosphorus. The pathogen no longer exists. We simply quickly and painlessly reduce a germ into elements. Hence, there is no die-off simply by virtue of the fact that the germ ceases to exist. So what I'm saying is we have a modality that is painless, a modality that is quite effective in disassembling germs. It's frankly a win-win situation all around.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so gone are the days where, you know, you would do some kind of radical protocol to kill germs and then have to go through the die-off and the Herxheimer reaction. Those days are gone. We're into the space age medicine of the primordial light, creation light of the universe. And we are advancing rapidly, and I have some more testimonials. I don't know what Tom has done to me, our person writes. All I know is I feel much better. Before, I had difficulty walking, and now my knees are almost as good as they ever were before. I have told all of my friends about Tom's treatment. So walking, knees, how many people have knee problems today? This could end that issue for you. Here's another one. I've been treated by Tom after being referred by a friend on Facebook. I've had a myriad of issues, celiac disease being the most troublesome, just as we had earlier in the show with our live testimonial. I had also injured my back. The back pain is gone. My energy level is increased, and I continue to improve daily. It feels as if I have gone through a fast detox and cleanse with no work on my part and no Herxheimer reaction. And that, folks, is such great news. We used to have to suffer so much to try to get well. This really ends up being not only one of the fastest and most miraculous ways to address your body, but it can also be one of the easiest. Here's another testimony. It says, after many years of working holistically to cure psoriasis, I feel that I'm finally on the last leg of my journey. Over the years, I've done it all. And while sending myself through classes and through exercises, I had a MRSA outbreak and had to take care of it with antibiotics. However, because I started doing the scalar treatments, I did not have the typical reaction to antibiotics that I usually have. No crawling and no itching sensations. So when I started the scalar energy treatments, each day I noticed that the plaques are reducing in size and thickness. Itching episodes are almost non-existent. I am so grateful for this treatment modality. I don't even live near Tom. He does everything remotely. And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight could be a new beginning for someone that you know, for maybe even you. Why don't you give them a call and tell them to go check out www.selfhealgo.com and tell them what you heard tonight live on the radio, people calling in and telling their stories, and also what you heard from research scientist Tom Palladino about how he spent 25 years developing a technology that has harnessed this light energy wave that has no limits of time and space and can come right to your living room and the living room of your loved ones who are suffering and who need an answer today. And Tom, what else would you add to let people know? What other things can they expect from the scalar energy treatments?
Well, we have a standardized process, and in a nutshell, we, number one, disassemble germs. Number two, we can assemble vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, various micronutrients in the body. And the third modality, we're able to balance the chakras, the meridians, the seven chakras of the body. Now, this is, again, the standardized fare, if you will. Over the course of 30 days, I treat every day of the month. I treat for 30 consecutive days. And after we work with you for 30 days, after we disassemble germs, after we assemble nutrients, vitamins, and minerals in the body, and last but not least, after we balance the meridians, the chakras of your body, invariably, people feel better. I mean, this is universal health care. It can benefit every man, woman, and child on the planet. And that's what we've designed. That's what Monet and I want to impart upon you. Scalar energy is for everybody. It can improve your health no matter who you are, what your medical condition, what your age, where you live, your present diet. It doesn't matter. Scalar energy is universal. It can help everybody, period.
Here's another testimony. It says, hi, Tom. I've been receiving scalar energy treatments for about 6 months. Shortly after beginning, chronic fatigue became a thing of the past, and my digestion improved. Arthritic knee pain has improved to the point where I can finally exercise normally. I've continued to gradually lose unneeded weight. My back muscles are stronger, and sciatic pain has lessened so I can sleep through the night. Just recently, I noticed that even my fingernails are stronger. So that is a total overhaul on that person right there.
Yes.
That's what scalar energy did for them. Here's one, MRSA. Forever since I was a child, I used to get little bumps on the side of my face when I would sweat. I had assumed that these were a variant of staph or MRSA that comes to the forefront when a pore gets clogged. I left a day or two without messing with them, and they continued to be a problem. Since the scaler, they have completely ceased. That's just acne. That is facial infections that are caused by a staph germ oftentimes.
Sure. That's the beauty of it, people. It's a painless modality. All we need is your photograph in order to access you. To administer this energy, I do it exclusively by way of a photograph. So you never even have to leave your home. You simply visit our website if it makes sense to you, upload your photograph, and we start working with you immediately. And within 30 days, invariably, your health will improve. I'll go on record by saying that because we're working with fundamental energy. And this energy can indeed do what other types of modalities cannot do. Your energy level will improve. We will rid your body of pathogens. We will assemble micronutrients in your body. All of this is very beneficial. Everybody, once again, I don't care who you are, what your station in life, everybody can benefit from these standardized treatments.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it from researcher and scientist Tom Palladino, and also from our gracious guest. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us. And please join us again for our next Divine Energy Radio Show. We're going to have new guests, new testimonies, new stories. Today is your day. Make it a day with Divine Energy with Tom Palladino and selfhealgo.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back as soon as we can.